control anymore. Stop fishing. Stand proving. The city's radioactive home. We don't know what their game is, what their name is. Unpronounceable. We don't know what they came for, but what they aim for is impossible.
Utopian? Only for me. It is 5:36 here on CKLN FM in Toronto, and you're listening, of course, to the ever-soothing, ever-mellow voice of J.R. Bob Dobbs. Welcome back again.
Good evening, Mike.
Hi. How are you feeling today?
Well, it's a new year. I think I have to try another strategy included in the strategies already presented, but more explicit. But I think you want to introduce something.
Yes, I do. yes, I do. Well, you know, when we started doing this show back in the spring.
No, June 17th. Let's get it right. 1987.
Late spring. I like to speak in general terms,
yeah.
Bob.
Yeah.
After doing the show for a few months, I guess through the course of the summer, I decided I should write to the people in Dallas on your suggestion, of course.
On my behold.
Well,
not my hat.
Today is a sort of a day that I haven't been looking forward to. And this is a day where I have received a letter from...
you got...
From Reverend Isaac Stang.
I have not seen this. You have... They responded?
Yeah.
Stang replied.
Well, this is where I, you know, displace myself as being a kind of a dupe moderator. And I must confront you with the facts that Stang has laid in front of me. And to our listeners as well, who must now form their own judgment. What I think I'll do is I'll read to you the letter that I wrote Stang.
Yeah.
And then I'll read to you his somewhat short but very blunt reply.
Good. I'll meet him out in the hockey rink later.
Perhaps first, for any new listeners who may be listening, you could briefly describe Ivan Stang and his role in the church.
Well, he was one of my right-hand men. You remember the movie Bestseller? Well, it was about a guy like that. He worked for me, did my hit jobs for me, did my bank robberies, made huge millions, did all the gopher work. Right. And when I had to move out in September 82 after the first strike failed, when the Bolsheviks nailed the Rockefellers and the Russians and missed, they attempted to nail them. Stang and them were left hanging with nothing. So they rifled my archives and put together the book of the subgenius,
okay.
And put out tapes to kind of keep them funds rolling in. But it was like the Reagan's economic recovery, which started from October 82 and went till October 87.
Now,
16 months.
Stang and his cronies are based in Dallas, Texas. And again, as you've taken, I guess, the credit for putting out the book of the subgenius, the truth of the subgenius, and for all the tapes.
Now, look, you sent that letter at the end of September. He would have got it 1st of October, 87. That's when the stock market panic happened,
right,
when he got that letter.
Okay, well, look, I'm going to have to ask you to be quiet for a few minutes while I read the letter, because it does raise some very important issues. Okay, late September 1987. Dear Ivan, we have a first name basis here.
Little eruption.
Sorry, yeah, just someone is very impolite.
Dear Ivan,
I'm confused and concerned.
This is you talking.
This is me. I don't write a very good letter, so pardon me. J.R. Bob Dobbs, resurfaced here in Toronto this past summer. He bears an uncanny resemblance to a Bob Dean, a former fellow programmer at CKLN-FM, who vanished off the face of the earth during a nondescript summer vacation. I wanted to send along a tape of our discussions to date, which have included 20 to 25 minutes per show of airplay dedicated to the barrage tapes. It might be appropriate to do a phone interview, or if our resources allow, perhaps a good old-fashioned revival here in Hogtown. I'm also interested in knowing if you still do your weekly show. We would be interested. I'm yours, as always, merely a dupe, Michael Dyer.
Now, we sent him a sample of my commentary from June till September.
That's right. Okay. Okay.
Where I was really making him...
That's right.
Showing his weaknesses.
Well, here's Ivan's response. Dear Mike, this Bob you have is a fake. Bob, not the anti-Bob, just a fake. Beware. He doesn't sound anything like that. You're playing with fire, man. Bob himself never speaks on tape. Your evil fake Bob is spreading horror and lies. Seeing as how I have a weekly show and have been editing tape for 8 years, you should henceforth come to the source. The real Bob, re-arisen, will... I can't read this over the air. Will blank you for eternity if you don't. Pardon my language, but it's literally true. Stang.
Is that all?
And that's it.
Oh, my God. I don't even think he wrote that.
Well,
his secretary wrote that.
I got an exorbitant amount of propaganda and church readings and writing.
Well, that's my archives there. Xeroxings.
Yeah, but this is what he sent me, so...
Well, okay, what a weak letter.
So in your reactions to the letter and to the accusations that you are, in fact, a fake Bob. Not an anti-Bob, but a fake Bob.
Well, I'm a genuine fake, at worst. But he says I never operate on tape. That's true. But he tried to fool you. I've claimed that those tapes that we're playing have nothing to do with me.
Mm-hmm.
The church only exists when I'm on the air, which is not a taped voice. It's a live voice. So his argument proves my case. That I am the live electric Bob, not the industrial church, the electric church. And his argument, I mean, don't you think it sounds like a standardized letter that a secretary, if he has one, sent out? I mean, I've seen that letter sent out to everybody for the last 5 years. He goes, let's take the issue, I'm a fake Bob. Well, I know that all sensory apparatus, including my voice, are essentially the content for the electric environment. Therefore, they have a fake quality because the real action is the electric environment, the electric effect, the electric vibe itself. Therefore, all human activity is essentially plastic, sculptural, and iconic on the air. The point is that me recognizing this situation, I offer myself as a genuine fake because I'm presenting both the effects and the causes and awareness of the effect that the voice, the human sensorium, is a content, a replica, an art form under electric conditions, right? So he is, again, supporting my case, and he's not even aware of the hidden dogma. Of course, he wouldn't know this because he doesn't understand Finnegan's Wake and the breakthroughs that have happened with Jimmy and I.
Okay.
Well, do you follow that?
I follow that. I think I just hit you with this, you know, and you're reacting...
In a very articulate way. I think I come up with a fantastic description.
I think what we'll do is let it sit for a while, Bob, and let it ferment. And I'm even going to skip today's tape.
That's a good idea.
And I'm going to play for you another tape.
And from them?
From them. And again, you can react to it as you wish.
Okay.
A much more updated tape. It's from Stang's Hour, his Subgenius Slack show, done in Dallas on a station similar to CKLN's, I suppose.
What year?
This is this year.
Good. And then, see, this is what we were getting worried about, these old tapes that we've been playing, because they've been losing their impact.
Yeah.
And you said you might get some of their new tapes.
Yes, we
if
do.
If possible. And so he sent this voluntarily.
I got a couple, actually, yeah.
Did you send him any money for that?
No.
Good,
I
good.
Got 2 Hour of Slack tapes. There are now over 100 in addition in his collection. He did an interview with Ivan, Timothy Leary, apparently, and I wouldn't mind getting a copy of that.
Oh, that's good stuff. Nevertheless. But Tim Leary's a basket case.
A bit of a change today. We're not going to hear the Subgenius Barrage tape. We're going to hear something all the way from the Hour of Slack from Ivan Stang in Dallas, Texas. The tapes are really good quality. They are, again, very similar to the Media Barrage tapes. But I think you'll enjoy it.
This is good. Remember, this is still my archival material that Stang is using.
Yeah.
But if he's doing live interviews with with real fakes like Tim Leary, then he is obviously just winging it because he hasn't got too much archival stuff left. But let's hear what it is.
No, this is
exciting.
They promise an end to suffering, abundance for all, the dead to rise, no more illness.
But this is exciting because it's appropriate to start the new year with such a new, high-quality tape.
Let's go right to it. We only have 15 minutes.
Well, thank you much, George. George was actually the first radio hipster to interview any subgeniuses officially. Before that, it was all right-wing people that interviewed us for some reason, and they ate it up. That audience loved it. Now, I dare the audience of George to keep listening. If you have never heard Subgenius Radio programming before, I don't know, you probably ought to switch over to a commercial station now, because what you're about to hear is, it's probably too experimental for you, too intense. We'll probably be offended by the political and moral messages which make the anarchists and the greens look like the moral majority. But if you do listen, please try to listen in headphones and preferably tape it also. Otherwise, you won't be able to believe later that you even heard it, dear friends, because the sounds of the church are such pretty sounds. Keep in mind, dear friends, that this is not an imitation Subgenius Church radio show. This is not some spin-off denomination. It's not the butt-naked denomination, praise butt, but the original Orthodox Sangian Megafist Temple Lodge of Covenant People's Church of Dom Yeti Resurrected. Praise God. So, you call the Will of Dawes at 823-7490 or 828-9500. If you value...
I think we should bring things to an end there, Bob.
Is that hilarious?
Shane's
trying to run in his own style.
Some initial reaction, just bounce it off me. What do you think?
Well,
it's a lively show, a lively hour of slack. And we've only heard a portion, of course. Let's stop it.
Are you going to make... Are you going to stop your comments and let me speak?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's high-quality tape, which makes up for the lack of substance. The previous tapes we played, sometimes the quality wasn't too good, but the content at least approximated the era of 82 and before. This is ridiculous. This is fake Ivan. I think Stang, like I picked up on that letter, has been replaced by at least 5 robotoids or Bolshevik synthetics, because this is nowhere near the liveliness that he had when he was around me as my bodyguard.
Certainly very polished, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the
it's
gimmick.
It's like a disco church.
That part. Now, have you heard much of the other tape? Have you been listening to much?
Oh, yeah, I've listened to both tapes.
Is it all like that?
Yeah.
Well, this is a disappointment. We might not even be able to play it.
Well.
We're just going to have to...
I think we should. I mean, I think... Again, we should present both sides of the story. And
I think we're going to have to cut back on the time given to him.
Yeah.
I think maybe maximum, say, 20 minutes of commentary from me and 10 minutes from Stang, if it's going to be this high-tech, stylish, no substance.
Okay, well, here's Reverend Ivan Stang, and I think his station is KOLN in Dallas, and he's reaching, a certain audience. People are probably buying these tapes from Stang at the church headquarters and rebroadcasting them all over the world. Now, here he's making the comment at the end that, don't be fooled. When he goes on to explain certain church doctrines. That's why he calls it an introductory segment of the show.
Which is appropriate to play that tape today.
Why I thought we'd choose this. And he refers to the church as being, the Orthodox Church. Don't be aware of spin-offs. Would you consider what we're doing to be a spin-off or... Of course not, because you are Bob, but,
You see, those are tapes.
Like, he's making that comment towards you directly.
Yes. And didn't he say that he doesn't, that Bob is not on tape?
That's right.
Well, these are on tape. I'm live. There's no place in the world that has me live. So it destroys his argument. I mean, he's implying that Bob... Tape... Me live ratio him to tape is not me to live is me to live. That's the ratio. It's a simile, not a metaphor.
No, I fully understand that. Well, look, I hate to hit you over the head with this week.
I have a whole new program content coming up, but I think it was appropriate to get this over with, and I think I'm a little disturbed about whether we can feature that kind of content, because it doesn't... Did you enjoy it?
I did.
You did enjoy it?
Yeah, I found moments were uplifting. Quite spiritual.
But you see, it was live stuff. There's no media takes, and there's no references, programs, and
but
stuff.
But you have to understand, I'm just trying to be the young buck, you know, objective news reporter. Right?
Yeah.
So I listen to it, and I enjoy it, and you're going to try to sway me away from it. I'm still, I think, you know, over the months, I have come over to your side more than, you know, the Stang side. But then here's Stang, you know.
Oh, you mean he's drawn you back?
Me back, yeah.
Are you mean you're not as involved with me right now?
I am, but I must say I'm attracted to what's going on down there. If the church is that lively down in Dallas, then I want a part of it, you know. So you have to sway me back now. And certainly all those voters who will be voting for you, the Secret Council of Ten. No doubt there are people out there who are listening who are a bit confused, too.
All right, then. So as long as we understand the principle that anything that's on tape is not Bob, and Bob is only live, then I'm willing to square off under those conditions.
Okay.
In other words, you have me live, you have those tapes, but I still think, I don't think we can sponsor 20, 22 minutes of that like we did before. But I guess the decision is in your hands at this point.
Yeah. I'm willing to give you more airtime. It isn't even, I must admit.
Wait, are you conceding that I have the edge
of the physical time we give the church? 20 to 25 minutes of airtime, we give you 10.
Yeah.
You know, and so maybe we could balance that a little more that way. We'll talk about it when we go off. We must make room for Tom, though. It's after 6.
All right.
So let's reevaluate our position. We'll be back next week, hopefully. You may not be back next week, but.
That's right. We may not be able to be here. Yeah.
We won't burden that with our listeners.
All right.
Thanks for coming down.
And praise, Mike.
Yeah, Bob. Bye.